As we enter hurricane season, it's nice to see that my beloved home state of Texas might be ready to whip up a storm and tell the Obama administration to put it in their fascist pipe and smoke it. This has the potential to be a really nice, feel-good story, and we could certainly use one right now. As you may know, the Lone Star State has been attempting to stop the outrageously invasive criminal police state body-groping procedures of the Transportation Security Administration, the TSA. Back in early March, State Texas Representative David Simpson introduced a legislation package intended to thwart the TSA's grossly invasive pat-down procedures. Under the legislation, it would be a felony to conduct such personal pat-downs without consent or probable cause. A provision of a second bill in the package, HB 1938, would outlaw full-body scanners in Texas airports. The pat-down legislation, HB 1937, had strong support in both houses of the Texas Congress. However, it was pretty much a given that the Obama TSA would not stand for such limits on its behavior. As the 10th Amendment Center reported, quote, "The TSA will likely challenge such a law, but the Texas legislature stands on solid ground. Local governments control airports, and no enumerated power in the Constitution gives the federal government the authority to regulate them. Under the 10th Amendment, airport operation falls under state jurisdiction. TSA regulations allow for passengers to refuse the body scans, but they must instead submit to an intrusive full-body pat-down. This package addresses both issues. The HB 1938 legislation addresses the physical installation of full-body scans, and HB 1937 addresses the problematic constitutional issues of TSA security screening procedures. Random full-body scans and pat-downs in the absence of probable cause arguably violates the Fourth Amendment. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated." End quote. As expected, the Obama administration remained true to its fascist nature, and last Tuesday, on the same day HB 1937 was read on the Texas State Senate floor, the goons of the Obama Department of Injustice sent a letter to Texas lawmakers threatening to stop all flights in Texas if the TSA legislation is passed. This is such an illegal outrage that it's hard to get my mind around the fact that this is happening in America and not some third world dictatorship. As the bill's author, Representative Simpson, responded with appropriate anger at this mafia-like tactic by the Obama administration, and in a press release, he stated, quote, "In a brazen show of disregard for the dignity and the constitutional rights of American citizens, the Department of Justice threatened on Tuesday to cancel flights from Texas airports if the Texas legislature enacts HB 1937 into law. HB 1937, a bill to stop the Transportation Security Administration from employing invasive pat-downs of travelers' private parts unless there is probable cause, has garnered broad support in Texas. 94 House members from both parties co-authored the bill, and the Senate has registered both a Republican and a Democrat as sponsors. The bill passed unanimously at all three stages so far, out of the relevant House committee, on both House floor votes, and again out of the relevant Senate committee. With the bill scheduled for a Senate floor vote, the Department of Justice issued an ultimatum to the leadership of the Texas legislature. Either Texas backs off and continues to let government employees fondle innocent women, children, and men as a condition of travel, or the TSA will cancel Texas flights. The federal government showed its willingness to bully the state of Texas if attempts to protect passengers from being forced to give up constitutional rights are not dropped. Instead of threatening to shut down flights in Texas, why doesn't the TSA just show us their statutory authority to grope or ogle our private parts? All that HB 1937 does is require that the TSA abide by the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. We aren't even prohibiting the pat-downs per se. We're just saying you can't go straight to third base. You have to have a reason. You have to have probable cause before groping someone's sexual organs. Someone must make a stand against the atrocities of our government agents. As Reagan said, "If not us, who? If not now, when?" End quote. With equal outrage on the John Dennis report, Mr. Dennis wrote, quote, earlier that Tuesday, the U.S. Department of Justice delivered a letter to the Speaker of the House, Joe Strauss, and Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, threatening the state of Texas with legal action if they passed this bill. If H.R. 1937 were enacted, the federal government would likely seek an emergency stay of the statute. Unless or until such a stay were granted, TSA would likely be required to cancel any flight or series of flights for which it could not ensure the safety of passengers and crew. Let's be absolutely clear here. The federal government just threatened to make Texas a no-fly zone if they can't sexually assault us. During the hearing, Senator Patrick, one of the Senate bill's sponsors, defended HB 1937 and denounced the Department of Justice's actions as threatening and insulting. Indeed, the federal government is not allowed to lobby for legislation in any state, yet here they are not only lobbying, but threatening us. Finally, Patrick called this a come-and-take-it moment in front of the entire Senate. Yet despite his impassioned speech in support of the bill, Senator Patrick withdrew the bill from consideration that evening, not even allowing it to come to a vote. Senator Patrick is right. This is our come and take it moment, and we need to take action now and let the Senate know that they must act. We need to let Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst know that Texans will not stand by and let the Senate cower before the ridiculous Department of Justice. The Senate knows the DOJ is wrong, and we need to tell them to do what is right. End quote. So, Texas initially bowed down to this heavy-handed Marxist Obama regime, as wimpy, soft-spoken Republican politicians usually do. But guess what? The people of the great state of Texas said, that bunk ain't gonna fly. And then the people of the state let them have it in Austin. As Dave Mundy, reporting for the Texas Nationalist Examiner, wrote on Wednesday, quote, when word of the measure's non-vote in the Senate got out, hundreds of thousands of Texans made their sympathies known through letters, emails, calls, and demonstrations. Some protesters attempted to force their way into the Senate chamber in the session's waning hours, while others crowded the galleries and heckled the legislators, Dewhurst in particular, end quote. It was Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst who was responsible in part for the bill's failure in the state Senate, and thus he got a gigantic earful from the people of Texas. Afterward, he asked Governor Rick Perry to include the bill in the special session, which began on Tuesday. As Mr. Mundy reported, quote, among those credited for bringing the bill back to life in the special session was Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, whose actions on the state Senate floor last week helped prevent it from being considered. Texas Nationalist Movement President Daniel Miller said Tuesday, Dewhurst's abrupt about-face can be credited to one thing. The voices of Texans are more powerful than the voice of George Soros, he said, referring to Dewhurst's attendance at a retreat sponsored by the socialist billionaire in New York and his stated intention to run for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Kay Bailey Hutchison. The people of Texas made it clear that we're tired of backing down to the federal government. This was, indeed, our come-and-take-it moment, end quote. That's what I'm talking about. With the staggering amount of unconstitutional, unconscionable actions by the anti-American Obama dictatorship, the American people are desperate for someone in power to take a strong stand against this administration. We are starving for the states to band together against this destructive regime in Washington. I'm proud to say it looks like Texas is doing it. By the time this column is published on Thursday, there may be further word on the progress of HB 1937 in the special session of the Texas Congress. Of course, if they pass the bill, the wicked Obama administration will double down on its efforts to defeat the Texas legislation. Look for the shopping of a leftist Obama-sympathizing judge to hear the Department of Justice challenge to Texas's attempt to defend its citizens' constitutional rights against unreasonable searches. This potential feel-good story is just one more example of we the people having had enough of this illegitimate Obama administration. The people of Texas are not rolling over, and at least one lawsuit by the Texas Nationalist Movement's Daniel Miller is in the works Turks against John Murphy, the Department of Justice hack who issued the threat against the Texas legislature. The Obama administration must be stopped from continuing these horrendous actions. We have to somehow find a way to take our country back from this lawless Marxist Obama administration and its fellow travelers in the judiciary and other major American institutions. I'll tell you what, November 2012 cannot come soon enough. I'm Gina Miller.